Hello there, you're listening to Audacity, the Authentic Entrepreneur Podcast, especially for female founders. I'm your host, Claire Akers. In this space, you'll hear me talk about anything and everything you need to build an authentic and aligned business that's capable of changing the world. I'm a mum of three, entrepreneur and founder of two businesses so far, and an authenticity coach since 2007. Most importantly, I'm a cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to risk it all, follow your heart, and build a business. So welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I'm so glad you're here, and let's dive in to the episode. So today's conversation is called The Bothy Adventure. Do something every day that scares you. And it's taking this idea of, are you healed? Are you actually healed? Or are you just hiding from your triggers? And this is a question that is coming up in a lot of my coaching conversations at the moment, both one-to-one and in group situations. And we are having some fascinating discussion around it. Because so often we can be going along, feeling like we're doing a really, really good job, doing all the things, getting through life and achieving stuff. But really, if we stop and get honest, we are avoiding the scary stuff because we don't like how it feels, right? It's like a game of the floor is lava. Did you play that as a kid? Where we're basically hopping from sofa to sofa, from safe spot to safe spot, avoiding the lava, you know, avoiding anything that's going to upset our carefully curated equilibrium. And it's such a shame. It's such a shame because it's a wasted opportunity if we stay in that comfort zone. Because of course the greatest gold lies in those dark corners, you know, in doing there, in peering into the dark corners, in doing the work, in confronting your fears, and then in neutralizing your triggers. And today I want to tell you the story of the Bothy adventure and how I am putting my money where my mouth is and confronting my fears. So enjoy the conversation. Please like, follow, subscribe, whatever you're doing on the platform you're accessing this, so that you never miss an episode of Audacity. My name is Claire Akers. I help female founders, female entrepreneurs to grow values-led businesses through authentic self-mastery and through neutralizing their origin story paradigm. So, the Bothy. I am off on an adventure this weekend with my friend Jane. We are going secret waterfall hunting in the Lake District. And a Bothy, if you don't know what this is, it's basically a shack. Somewhere really, really wild, somewhere really remote where hikers, adventurers can rest for a night. So you get various different degrees of them, but the one we are going to is literally a house. I think it's got an open fire. This one's actually got a composting loo, but usually it's just a wild situation. And it's somewhere where you can hole up for the night. Totally free. It's just kind of there as a resource. There's a few in England, there's quite a few in Scotland, but they're a really, really cool idea that allow adventurers to extend their adventure. I am absolutely petrified. Absolutely petrified. On the face of it, this seems like my perfect adventure because it's waterfalls, you know, it's several waterfalls and I've got my cozy and I'm going to go wild swimming and I'm going to wash in a waterfall and it's following a map somewhere really, really remote. And I am totally overwhelmed at work at the moment and I cannot wait to get out there on the hills and reset. And Jane is an amazing adventure companion and we're just going to have a lovely, lovely time. And we're even setting off from the with Nell and I house. So it's like everything good. And we've even got a sauna at Lake Windermere booked for the day after, and a lovely cottage booked for the day after, and a spa booked for the day after that. So if you think about the perfect story arc, on paper, it is perfect, absolutely brilliant. We're going to have a lovely, lovely time. I'm petrified. I am absolutely petrified. I'm petrified of wild camping. I think I watched too many horror films as a kid, and oh my gosh, just the thought of what could happen in the night, you know, wild animals, people kind of just turning up, and I can't imagine I'm going to get a wink of sleep on this wild adventure. But that's why I'm doing it, right, is to kind of test my boundaries. But the thing I'm really scared about, and this is bonkers, it really is bonkers, and I can't believe I'm admitting this, is I'm scared of sharing a room with somebody who's, you know, not my husband or one of my kids. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. The last time I tried it was a couple of years ago, again in the Lake District, where I shared one of those camping pods, you know, like the Hobbit houses, with a friend. And I won't mention names and no disrespect to her, but there was a snoring situation. And I ended up having a panic attack because I just felt so trapped, you know, just felt so trapped, and there was nowhere to go. I couldn't get out anywhere. And it scares me. It really, really scares me sharing a room with somebody. So much so that I recently turned down a free place on a retreat in Tuscany, because it would have been a sharing a room situation. Anybody who's been on one of my retreats knows that getting your own room, not having to share with a stranger, is a kind of given for me, mainly because of my own shit. And it just fills me with horror, the whole thing. But I recognize this is limiting, right? I recognize this is limiting. So I'm putting my money where my mouth is, and I am slowly, slowly, slowly retraining my brain that it is okay to share my space, to come out of my comfort zone with where I will sleep. And if I don't end up sleeping, it won't be the end of the world. And it's this question: are you healed, or are you hiding from your triggers? And I recognize that having a hard boundary in terms of sharing a room with somebody is limiting my opportunities. I won't go away with friends. I won't accept free places on yoga retreats. You know, it kind of limits the things I say yes to, because I'm so like, what if I don't sleep? What if I have another panic attack? And it is really, really scary for me to admit this and also to try confront it. So I'm trying to retrain my brain. I'm trying to reset my nervous system that it is safe for me to do these things by not going wild, wild camping, but staying in a bothy, and by staying and sharing a room with a friend, somebody who I'm really, really comfortable sharing my fears with, rather than trying to ignore them and pretend that I'm okay and really cool with it. You know, I can kind of admit that it's something that I struggle with. And this whole idea of, are you healed, or are you just hiding from your triggers? It is coming up a lot in coaching conversations at the moment, with good reason. We go along, we think we're doing the things, we think we're successful, but it is like that game of floor is lava, where we're just hopping from safe space to safe space, you know, from sofa to armchair to cushion to window seat, trying to make sure that we don't dip our toes in the lava and get hurt, when actually it's just all in our heads. There is no real lava. It's such a shame, and it's such a wasted opportunity, because in those dark corners, in that lava, that is where our gold, that is where the greatest opportunities are to look at those fears and realize they are just, they're just make-believe, you know, they're all in our heads. And if we can transmute those fears, if we can alchemize them and turn them into gold, that is the greatest opportunity for up-leveling. So I have got to put my money where my mouth is. I have got to do this work. I have got to peer into the dark corners and stop hiding from my triggers. I've got to get comfortable being uncomfortable, to be a role model, and to be the leader of my community, but also so I can do the work, so I can go first, so I can be the trailblazer and help my community do the same. And also because I have got a huge mission. I have got a huge mission with my business. I want to change the world with my business, and I cannot do that. You know, I cannot soar if I recognize I have got one leg tethered to the ground with this stuff. Hopefully that makes sense. I would love to know what comes up for you as a result of this conversation today. So drop me a message and let me know. And I've got a little invitation for you today. And it's, if you would like to work with me for a fraction of the usual cost. So I have been a busy, busy bee behind the scenes recording a brand new on-demand version of Audacity Limitless You Academy, which is my signature course for authentic self-mastery and healing your origin story paradigm. For a limited time period, I am looking for beta testers to go through the course in return for feedback. There is just over 1 week to get your hands on this offer. The cutoff date is Friday, the 22nd of March. So depending on when you're watching or listening to this, there's a limited time, might be a really limited amount of time. And if you go for this offer, you are going to get lifetime access to the course. So it's my signature framework of transformation that I have been teaching for years. So I know how powerful it is. It's just that this is the first time it's been offered as an on-demand course. So you get lifetime access for that, as well as all the upgrades and extra modules that I will add to that as time goes on. And you get 6 months membership of Audacity Tribe, which is my online community for female entrepreneurs, the safest space on the internet to talk about what it is really like to grow a business, with 2 live coaching calls from me per month. So there is a link in the notes for wherever you are accessing this conversation to find out more. Have a little look, drop me a message if you've got any questions. But if what we've talked about today has resonated with you, I would love to chat to you about Audacity. So there we have it. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening. In case nobody's told you today, you're awesome. See you next time.